And a very good day to you. You're in tune with Radio Rainbow International. Broadcasting on the medium wave band, AM frequency 1521 kHz, FM 96.6, and of course on shortwave 6240 kHz. And by the way, we may also possibly be on 99.1 MHz FM as well. Just thought I'd mention that. Cover all eventualities. Welcome along to the Free Radio Show. This is Free Radio Show number 49.
¿Cómo puede ser verdad?
Bright, bubbling and dancing, just like another certain radio station. It's Radio Rainbow International on AM, FM and shortwave, and getting us underway on the Free Radio Show today, Madonna and La Isla Bonita. Kieran Murray with you on the Free Radio Show, Free Radio Show number 49. It's hard to believe we've reached 49 already. We have coming up for you folks our listeners' letters for today.
Have you been getting it lately? If not, then you should contact Anorak's UK for everything to do with Free Radio, the weekly report with news and happenings from Free Radio stations round the world. A full selection of magazines, records, posters, photographs, books, jingles, t-shirts, videos, everything to do with Free Radio. If you've never Anorak'd before, This is your chance to try. Just send a stamped addressed envelope or an international reply coupon to Anorak's UK, P.O. Box 539, Blackpool, England. That's Anorak's UK, P.O. Box 539, Blackpool, England. So, for further information, schrijf naar Anorak's UK, Postbus 539 in Blackpool, Engeland. And we can all Anorak together. The sound
of Radio Rainbow International.
Welcome back. It's the free radio show, and it's time now to take a look at our listeners' letters today. Not only are we going to look at them, but we're also going to read them out to you on today's program. Three letters we're going to feature on today's show. First off, a letter dated March 29th, 1987, and it says, I'll find out who it's from first. It's from Vian Steenstra. And he lives in Oosterrads. Oh, I can't really pronounce that. Anyway, it's an Oldeloop in Friesland, in the Netherlands, as they like to call it. Anyway, it says here, this reception report is from Holland. That's, I'm living on the north of the Netherlands. And he goes on to give his exact positions. And then he says, he listened to us on 6240 kilohertz on shortwave. He says, on 1521 kilohertz, there was nothing to receive. The date was the 29th of the 3rd. And he goes on to give a reception report to the various items he heard and so forth. He says, the SINPO of your station was 32122. Not bad for Holland. The equipment is an old army receiver called Roger, I think it is. He says his aerial is a long wire, 35 meters long, without an antenna tuner. He says, I like your format and programs. I tune always on 6240 kilohertz on Sundays. The signal is very good, but the fading is often there. Please send me a QSL card. There's an IRC in the envelope, etc., etc. So, many thanks to you for writing. Sorry I couldn't pronounce your name properly, but unfortunately, my Dutch isn't exactly the best. Now, next letter is from West Germany. It's from a gentleman by the name of Frank Pullman, and he lives in Heinberg, in Wolfsburg, in West Germany. And he says, hi DJs, my hobby is to listen to distance radio stations. I'm also interested in listening to free radio stations because their programs are good alternative to official radio broadcasts. Today I was able to pick up a transmission from Radio Rainbow. I hope that the following reception report will find your interest. Date March 29th, 1987, time 11:23 to 11:42 hours GMT, frequency 6240. He goes on to give details of the free radio show number 46 he heard on that particular Sunday. He says, reception of your transmission was fair. SINPO 34333. I think that's more than fair. Anyway, he says his receiver is a Kenwood R600 with 40 transistors. The antenna I use is a long wire of 35 meters length. If you find this reception report correct, according to your station's logbook, I would appreciate receiving your QSL card or letters to confirm my reception. Any further information you might have would be highly appreciated. And he says, to cover your return costs, I've enclosed an IRC. Thank you for writing, Frank, for your reception report. We have replied to you during the week, and indeed, you should have your reply by now, as indeed everybody who sent us reception reports should all have their replies by now. Now, an interesting one, another letter from Holland. This time it's typed up so I can a little bit better details in reading this one. German listening station, care of Tom Clay, P.O. Box 725, Arnhem in Holland. And he says, hello friends, I listened to the free radio show with Kieran Murray. And then in brackets he says, I don't think the spelling of the name is correct. Sorry, well, you got my spelling correctly. K-I-E-R-A-N, yes, M-U-R-R-A-Y, you got it spelled correctly. He says, I think this program is very good. And a lot of other stations have the same opinion. And so Radio Rainbow was chosen for the third best DX program on by West German PIN magazine. Only FRSH and Radio East Coast Commercial have been even better. I often listen to your 5 minutes of jingles. I think that's a great idea, but I often wonder, where do you get those jingles from? Yes, that's the question. Where do we get them from? Well, the answer is we get them from you, the listeners. You send us in the jingles and we play them. His letter goes on, maybe you know that I'm also doing a DX program. He says it's only 15 minutes long and it can be heard once a month via Radio Limit International via Dalmare on the second Sunday of the month on 6206. Maybe you've heard it, in case you also tune in on shortwave on Sundays. The writer goes on by saying, I am also responsible for the Radio Limit newsletter, also monthly. It's more or less the script of what I say during the show, and we've got a lot of good response to the newsletter, especially from listeners in the GDR, as these people haven't got any money to pay for magazines dealing with free radio. They don't understand English, as my programme as well as the newsletter often are in German. They're very happy to get any printed information on the free radio scene this way. He's also enclosed a copy of the latest edition of the Radio Limit newsletter, and that's quite interesting indeed. Now he says, I forgot to mention that the readers of PIN magazine voted for your station as the third best foreign free radio station. The first placing was the Free Radio Service Holland. That's a very, very good station indeed. That got first. FMTR got second, and Radio Rainbow third. Not bad indeed. He says, my congratulations. I'm sure you already have got the results of the PIN popularity poll that was recently done. Now he goes on, Tom goes on to ask various questions about frequency and power and so forth, which we have replied to, and you should have your reply in the post within the next week or so. In fact, you should have it by possibly tomorrow. Now Tom also sends us a reception report for the 23rd of March. He listened to us in Holland, and the SINPO he gave us there was 2-3-3-3, and the time he listened was from 10:45 to 11:15, 6240 kilohertz shortwave, the frequency. He goes on to give details of what he heard, and he says, I enjoyed the program, especially the free radio show. I'd like to say very interesting. Reception was fair, but utility was interfering, and some atmospheric noises disturbed the reception. Now, if you would like to write to us, send us a reception report here at Radio Rainbow. We'd be very interested to receive it. Also, if you'd like to send us any good quality free radio recordings, we'll possibly feature them on some future show. And if you've got good quality jingles which you'd like us to play on the show, by all means send them along to us. But don't forget that if you want your tapes or cassettes returned, please state on your letter that you want them returned, and also don't forget to enclose return postage. Now, that all-important address, pen and paper to hand, the address is as follows. It's the Free Radio Show, Radio Rainbow International, 151 Moneymore, Drogheda, Ireland. I'll give that to you again. The Free Radio Show, Radio Rainbow International, 151 Moneymore. And Moneymore is spelled M-O-N-E-Y-M-O-R-E. Moneymore, Drogheda. Drogheda spelled D-R-O-G-H-E-D-A. Drogheda in Ireland. That's our mailing address. I'm